Well, it is St. Patrick's Day, and that means that once again, someone has already become Oregon's next millionaire. We have our own Patrick with us now, Patrick Johnson with the Oregon Lottery. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. So this is the day that you announced the winners of the Oregon Lottery St. Patrick's Day raffle. You drew the numbers earlier this morning, so what are they?
Okay, so everybody have your pens and pencils ready.
All right.
The top $1 million raffle number is 089715. And that's for the $1 million top prize. In addition, there were 1,800 other prizes that were awarded, $300, $500 prizes, and $1,500 $100 prizes. And for all those numbers, because that's I'm not going to read 1,800 numbers on the radio, visit the Oregon Lottery website at OregonLottery.org, and we will have a list. Or you can use the Oregon Lottery mobile app and scan your ticket, and it will tell you if you won or not.
How cool. Now, this is quite a bit different than a lot of the things you do at the Oregon Lottery with the regular lotteries themselves and the scratch-offs and so forth. So how is this set up, and why is it different?
Well, it's different because we sell a limited amount of tickets. So there's only $250,000 tickets. And it's a really popular game for us because it's your best chance to win $1 million from the Oregon Lottery. And I have to be honest, with the name of Patrick and talking to you on St. Patrick's Day, and giving away money, it feels a little bit like I'm a leprechaun today. So I just wanted to share that.
Well, you know, just in case you're wondering, I did do a name search for Johnson. And It's got Viking roots, but I also read an article that recently DNA of Vikings have been found in Ireland.
Well, there you go. Thank you very much for that, Veronica.
All right. So what kind of prizes are we talking about? And, you know, you mentioned that the odds are better in this one because you've sold only 250,000.
Yes. And so we do have $300, $500 prizes that people can win, and also $1,500, $100 prizes. And so get those mobile apps out or go to the website and check those tickets. And if you do win, we recommend that the first thing you do is sign the back of that ticket, so that way no one else can get the ticket and claim it as their own. So that's the first thing we tell people. And the second thing is, if you do win the $1 million prize, we also urge folks to go talk to a trusted financial advisor, because we don't give financial advice at the lottery. And I know if I won that money, I'd be buying a gross ton of Lego Star Wars. So
so don't ask Uncle Bob. Uncle Bob doesn't know. Yeah. Go to an expert.
Yeah, Uncle Bob, not so great, but maybe a trusted financial advisor, an attorney, or an accountant. So
yeah, you sell 250,000 of these, and they're all numbered literally 0001 through 250. As soon as you started with a zero, I knew I was out of luck. Just so you know, what's it like talking to a lottery winner? Have you done that before?
Well, and that's one of the, yes, I did that for several years. And I have to say, it's always fun talking to people on one of the best days of their lives. You know, a lot of people are overwhelmed. A lot of people are, you know, just shocked. And then other people come in with a plan. And those are the folks that really have their act together. They've talked to a financial planner. They come in with their banking information and know exactly what they're going to do. So that's why we always urge folks, you know, come in with a plan. And if you need to, we do offer a service where you can bring the signed ticket into our office and we'll hold it for you for 60 days while you figure out what your plan is before you actually claim the prize. And that way you don't worry about, oh, did I put that in my post office? I mean, my safe deposit box, or did I put it under the mattress? Where did I put that ticket that was worth, you know, however many millions? So
I would be so paranoid. You know, I would be so paranoid. So what I've always wondered, how long does it take to get your money? Say, once you won, what is the process until you get the check?
Well, it really depends. Now, today with electronic fund transfers, it can be a couple days depending on the banks. But if you want to walk out with a check, usually, depending on the size of the check, we do it in the same day.
So if you were going to be nice and give notice for work, you could give them...
Yeah. Is an hour notice enough? 5 minutes?
Well, we've had... I mean, in the past, we've had raffle winners show up at our door at 8 a.m. on raffle day and claim right then. Now, they hadn't talked to a trusted financial advisor, but they did just roll up and claim it right then, and were on their way before 10 a.m.
I don't want you to think that I've already thought about this a lot, but yeah, I've already thought about it a lot. What is the proper amount to give notice? It's normally 2 weeks, but if you win the lottery, is there a rule?
Well, I would say that that's completely between you and your employer. Now
they're out of luck then.
Okay. Well,
settle one more thing for us, Patrick. $1 million sounds really lovely. And a couple commas in there. I like that. But how much does it take for most people, do you think, to just straight up quit?
Well, that is a great question. And it depends. I'm going to give you a soft answer. I'm sorry. But it really depends on person to person and their situation. So I've had people who are in their 70s win a large amount. And then I've also had people who are professionals who've won $1 million and gone, you know, that's it, I'm out. And it just really depends on what your comfort level is and how much you want to live on.
I think I heard it's like $40,000 a year for like 10 years, 20 years. I can't remember what it was, but that's not really a lot if you have a family.
Yeah. And the $1 million prizes, I mean, the thing you have to keep in mind is there are taxes taken out. So, that's another whole piece of this thing that sometimes people forget is, you know, you win, you know, say $50 million. Well, a third of that is going to taxes right off the top.
Darn.
So.
Patrick Johnson with the Oregon Lottery. You give that winning number one more time, the $1 million St. Patrick's raffle prize winner. And then Veronica and I will follow with our bank account numbers.
Okay, great. That is 089715. That's for the $1 million top prize for the Oregon Lottery's raffle. And they don't let me anywhere near drawing of numbers, so I can't help you guys. I'm sorry.
All right. My bank account's empty anyway, so there you go.
Our own personal leprechaun, and that's what you called yourself. So congrats on that.
I'm going to have to get business cards made up now. Thanks a lot.
Patrick, thanks for being with us. We appreciate you.
Yeah, you guys have a great day.
You got it. There's Patrick Johnson with the Oregon Lottery.